Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the NFC playoff picture, as well as Thursday night football between the Bills and the Texans. You know how I feel about that game. I like Houston to not just cover, but to win the game outright. So I'm rocking with the Houston Texans. Let's go Davis Mills, DeMeco Ryans. Let's make some good decisions and not punt the ball too many times. And I think Houston, with their defense, is very, very live to pull off the upset. And the betting market, it agrees. Starting to see more fives pop up in the market, folks. Just saying. I see a couple of fives out here in Las Vegas where I reside, 5.5 being the consensus number. But hey, I wouldn't be stunned if all of a sudden we close 5, maybe even 4.5 by the time we get to kickoff. Still a few hours away from that. More than a few hours away from that, actually. About 4 hours away from kickoff. But let's go ahead and get into NFL awards, because we have four of them to break down here before we wrap up this hour. Did not talk awards last week. Not a whole lot changed over last week. So it was actually kind of a good week to not discuss the awards. This week, though, we have some changes in the favorites, but I do think there's some interesting things that we have on the horizon that we want to keep in mind, especially when it pertains to NFL Coach of the Year. Right now, the favorite is Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel over at BetMGM, who is minus 105. The New England Patriots have a 9-2 record. They were 4-13 last season. Like, they've already improved their win total by 5, and you look at their schedule, more wins are coming, folks, because this Sunday, now they're getting bet against, because we all think that Joe Burrow is going to end up playing, which would actually throw a big wrench into this thing. Like, if I was wrong and Burrow pulled off this upset, like, hello, all of a sudden Coach of the Year gets a hell of a lot more interesting, doesn't it? But right now, they're a 6-point favorite on the road against the Cincinnati Bengals. So let's just say, you know, for giggles, let's say they win that game. The next week, week 13, they host the New York Giants. We could very easily be talking about the 11-2 New England Patriots. But what's most interesting about Mike Vrabel in his case is what happens after their week 14 bye. They host the Buffalo Bills, which, that's a kitchen sink game for Buffalo. Last chance to try to win the East. It's going to be probably like a coin flip sort of point spread there. Why can't Buffalo win that game? So if they lose the Buffalo Bills, then they fall to 11-3. Well, week 16, they're at the Baltimore Ravens. What if they lose that game? So where all this goodwill for Vrabel's coming, and everyone's talking about Vrabel this, Vrabel that, and I'm right there. I bet Mike Vrabel at 15-1. If you've been listening to the show, you should have some Mike Vrabel at a much better price than the minus 105. But it doesn't have to keep going like it's been going over the last month. And let's just be honest. New England hasn't really played anyone. You know, not to go all college football here with an NFL team, but the schedule has been pretty damn easy. Tampa's their best win of the season, probably. Rather, I mean, Buffalo's probably their best win, but them beating Tampa a couple of weeks ago was a really good win. I mean, we all know Tampa's incredibly banged up. That's the whole thing with Tampa right now. It wouldn't shock me if they lost to Buffalo and Baltimore in back-to-back weeks. And if that happens, then what? Do voters still want to go towards Mike Vrabel? I mean, there's a good chance they're probably still going to end up 13-4, so maybe he still wins, going from 4-13 to 1 year to 13-4. That's a hell of an improvement, so he might still win, but it just does poke some holes into what looks like, at least right now on November 20th, a rock-solid, untouchable Teflon case. It's just not that when you peel back some of the layers and look ahead. So what does that mean going forward? Who should we be eyeing? That's where this gets interesting. I would not be eyeing Colts head coach Shane Steichen. He's the second choice in the market, plus 175. They're a 3.5-point dog against the Kansas City Chiefs. They can win that game, but like betting market thinks they're going to lose. Let's say they lose. You know how I feel about how that division might get tightened by the Houston Texans and how maybe Indianapolis might come back down to earth a little bit. Like they have tough games at Seattle. They host the Niners. You know, like the Texans games could be difficult. I don't think Indianapolis is going to finish as well as they started. I actually think the Colts are going to go like 11-6, maybe even 10-7. And I don't think that's going to get Shane Steichen this award. So Shane Steichen, to me, it feels like we've reached the peak of Shane Steichen coach of the year. And I think this thing is only on the descent. And that's not good for those of you who bet Shane Steichen, who currently right now is at plus 175. Like if there's a cash out option, honestly, and you have some good Steichen stuff, I'd be looking to press that cash out. That's just me. We're all have our own risk of like aversions and all that stuff. But to me, I think now's a good time to sell Shane Steichen. Bears head coach Ben Johnson is very interesting. Because right now he's 12-1 over at BetMGM. Let's say Vrabel kind of a couple of losses down the stretch. Let's say Steichen sort of collapses. Maybe they go 11-6. Maybe it's even 10-7, and it's really bad. What if the Bears make the playoffs? What if they make the playoffs at like 11-6, or even 10-7 for that matter? It's pretty good, isn't it? Won 5 games last year. Win 5 more this year, first-year head coach, make the playoffs as head coach of the Chicago Bears with that media market and this glamour franchise, like that's going to ring very, very loud for a lot of people. Now, this Sunday is a very pivotal, like this is an absolute must win if you want Ben Johnson to win coach of the year. They're 2.5-point favorites at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You go to 8-3. The next couple of weeks, it might get might get hairy. Black Friday, I think, could be really problematic. But hey, you lose to the Eagles, whatever. At the Packers, week 14, that could also be a little bit problematic. But then, you know, home Browns, home against the Packers, you know, there's a Niners game in there, week 17. Like that week 17 game against the Niners, that might be a game in primetime where it's like, they win that, maybe they clinch a playoff spot. You mean to tell me that Ben Johnson can't win coach of the year with that run out? And like, and I'm just assuming they lose to Philadelphia and Green Bay. What if they beat Green Bay at Lambeau? And we just got word that that game's now been flexed to the 425 time slot coming up in week 14. You know that's going to be a Burkhardt and Brady and Aaron Andrews, Rinaldi, that kind of a game. Those games matter, and like it gets amplified across the entire league if that result goes in Chicago's favor. So to me, at 12-1, Ben Johnson, we talked about him at other prices, but like if you don't have any, there's still some meat left on that bone for Ben Johnson if you believe they're going to win on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. To me, the last guy I want to bring up here, and this is not a guy that I would ever bet, because I just don't think he's going to win it, even though the team is going to be awesome. And honestly, they might not lose the rest of the season. That's Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald. It's just tough for these guys who were almost playoff teams a year ago. They didn't make it, but they went 10-7. He kind of has to run the table to win coach of the year. And do you want to bet plus 800 on a guy to have to run the table? I don't. That's not what I'm into. That doesn't really get me going. So yeah, people are going to make the case. And I know like listening to some of the midseason content that's out there. And when everyone's talking about coach of the year and everyone wants to praise McDonald and what he's been able to do. And like the defense is awesome. And that's his side of the ball. I just think there's going to be other better candidates who can win this award. So for me, I'm not going to go ahead and go down that road with Mike McDonald. To those of you who do, I wish you the best of luck, but I don't think it's going to go the way you want it to go. So that's coach of the year. Not necessarily a bet right now, unless you haven't bet some Ben Johnson. I think Ben Johnson at 12-1 is still a bettable price. But for me, I'm going to pass on this market and let's see what happens after we get some Mike Vrabel results over these next couple of weeks. Offensive rookie of the year. The favorite is Emeka Ebuka, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's minus 125. This race is starting to really tighten up quite a bit, and I think we're down to four guys. I think it's Ebuka, the favorite, who has 6 touchdowns, 717 yards. It's Jackson Dart for the Giants, who I think he's barely in the conversation. I think the other two guys are more so in the conversation with Ebuka. Dart, though, a quarterback, New York Giants, although I doubt they're going to run him as much since that's what got Brian Daboll fired. So I don't really see this going that great for Dart, who continues to just miss games and already didn't start the season. Like, we're starting to run out of time for Jackson Dart to win this award. Tet McMillan last week kind of like told everybody, hey, I'm here to be dealt with. couple of touchdowns, 100 yards. He now, his numbers are pretty similar to what Abuk has been doing. 748 yards, four touchdowns. He's in there. And he's on a Panthers team that's not irrelevant. This team is like, they're in the playoff race. So Tet McMillan can definitely win. I think Tyler Warren can definitely win for the Indianapolis Colts. He's at plus 600. I'd lean more towards Tet McMillan than I would Warren. But to me, it just feels a little bit like you're gambling a little. Betting on Tet McMillan right now, especially after the big move going from 15 to 1, now down to plus 450. So there's not necessarily a bet, but I don't see anyone outside of those four guys, and probably just those three guys. I'm going to toss out Jackson Dart. I don't think he's going to win this award. It's Abuka, it's McMillan, and maybe Tyler Warren, but I think it's going to come down to those two receivers in the NFC South, and honestly, probably come down to how they play in those two games in the final 3 weeks of the season. I think that's going to, like, in a weird way, sort of decide who wins Offensive Rookie of the Year. Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This, to me, is a very, very interesting betting market, and I think it has the potential to become really, really fun. Now, the favorite is Browns linebacker Carson Schlesinger. He is at minus 275. And we have to be honest, he's awesome. 85 tackles, 1.5 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, a couple of interceptions. Schlesinger has been a stud. But once again, I keep asking myself, and it's kind of a funny question just because there's a realistic path that it happens. Are the Cleveland Browns really going to get two awards? Like, is that what we're doing here? The Cleveland Browns, who might finish the season 3-14, maybe 4-13 on a good day, they're going to get two awards? I mean, they're going to have as many awards as potentially as wins. Like, that's what we're doing here? Because, like, Myles Garrett's probably going to be your DPOY, barring like an injury or something like that, because he's on pace to break the single season sack record. And we're all just going to give this to Carson Schlesinger, who's been great. I understand. But really? That's what we're doing? Now you might say, well, Femi, who else should we be betting on? I mean, I don't know. That's my honest answer. I don't know, because everyone else is kind of poor. Like Nick Emmanuel, that seems flimsy to me. I don't really buy it. Jalen Walker, the Falcons, vibes are not great. He's been pretty decent, 4 sacks, but like, no, like nobody's talking about him. Jahad Campbell, with N'Kobe Dean back, does Jahad Campbell play as much? Doesn't seem like it. Like Malachi Starks, I don't know. Will Johnson, Abdul Carter, like he was benched last week. He only has half a sack. He's 18-1 after being this favorite, like at 2-1 and plus 100 at some points. Honestly, if you said, like, hey, like you must bet this market right now, I would take a shot on Abdul Carter. Just because, like, at the midway point, that's who everybody said was the defensive rookie of the year. And that means something going forward to me. And let's say, like, he ends the season and all of a sudden turns those pressures into sacks and gets, like, 5-6 sacks at the end of the year. Why can't Abdul Carter win off just pedigree alone? So I'm not necessarily jamming any of this stuff, but maybe a speculative bet on Abdul Carter at 18-1. And for comeback player of the year to wrap this thing up, because it's not as fun. Once again, it's just the three guys who can win it. CMC, Dak, and Aiden Hutchinson. I think it's going to go to CMC just because I think consistently he's going to put up the most numbers. Although Dak, if the Cowboys could get to 8-8-1, I do think Dak Prescott will beat out Christian McCaffrey. But I think it's down to those two guys because I think Aiden Hutchinson has graduated to the DPOY conversation. Nick Costos joins us up next with his NFC playoff picture thoughts here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.